Our reading this morning is taken once again from the Gospel of Mark, and following the reading, I will invite you to remain seated for the singing of a hymn of reflection. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring town so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let us pray. Gracious God, in the busyness of our daily lives, too often it is hard to find the time to center ourselves, to walk away from all that needs to be done, and to find time alone with you. Encourage us, O God, to find that time, not so that we can hide from the reality of life, so that we might be renewed and refreshed for our service in your name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. So I discovered about 10 days ago that you have an amazing vascular clinic here in Oakville. A great place up on Cornwall Road that I highly recommend if you want your veins done. But I didn't realize that once they inject some sort of foaming agent into your veins to close them off, you can't do any strenuous exercise for a period of time. Let's just say that after a fall of inactivity, that didn't sit particularly well with me. So a wise person who noticed the degree of my angst suggested that I needed to learn how to calm down and just be. Well, I don't know, it sounded pretty boring to me, but I figured that maybe I would take advice for once. So after our conversation, I went home with the link to several meditation sessions to try at bedtime. So here's how it worked for me. So I settle in all excited because I believe the promise that comes with the website that within half an hour I will be sound asleep and I will enjoy a deep, relaxing rest. Perfect. Sounds amazing. Okay, I'm ready. Lights out. Press play. Ready to give it my best shot. Okay, so the voice. You may know the voice on those meditation things. It was a little irritating to me. "You know, she spoke something like this. But hey, whatever. Some people probably find that kind of voice relaxing." Okay, so we start. "Now, just let your body relax." None of you fall asleep, okay? "Just let your body relax." Okay, got it. I'm cool. "Now, focus." I may not get through this. Focus on the top of your head and just let the top of your head relax. Okay, so take a moment now, seriously. Can you focus on the top of your head and just make the top of your head relax? Like, can you? Oh, geez. It is just me. Okay, then she went on. Okay, now focus on your eyes. Let your eyelids be soft and light. Okay, that was way easier. I could do that. I thought this is going to be okay. Now, focus on your third eye. Okay, listen, at that point, I sat bolt upright, and I'm pretty sure I said out loud, "What on earth?" That's not quite what I said. "Is your third eye?" Okay, I won't bother taking you through the rest of the exercise. I failed miserably. I think I got 2 hours of sleep. That's it for me and meditation. Well, at least I thought it was until I turned to our scripture reading for today. And of course, as many of us did when I first read it, what I noticed was the busyness of Jesus. Running around healing everyone and not being satisfied for having done it in one place, plans are already made for the next stop on the whirlwind tour. Tireless devotion. I want to be like that. I'm a big fan of that kind of energy. Go, go, go. It's my favorite way to live life. It's how many of us live, actually, and it's what we often expect of our volunteers in the church, isn't it? Go, go, go. Give, give, give. I know churches where ministers are actually expected to write down what they do every day, how much time they spend writing their sermons, how many visits they make, being accountable for every minute so that the church knows they are busy. And Jesus set a pretty good example for us, obviously, that we have continued to follow in the church. Let's see how much we can accomplish. Let's see how much money we can raise. Let's see how many new members we can bring in. Let's see how many children we can baptize, how many committees we can keep going. Go, go, go. But there's that one little line in the middle of the busyness of today's passage we sometimes gloss over. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. In the dark, alone in a deserted place, he prayed. I wonder sometimes what he prayed for. I wonder if he prayed for strength or wisdom. I wonder if he prayed for patience with the fumbling idiots the disciples could sometimes be. I wonder if he prayed for a day off, maybe a nice vacation. Who knows really what he prayed for, but he found quiet time and space alone, and he prayed. I'm going to make each one of you pray. Well, not right here and now, although you may have noticed you guys make me pray on the spot all the time. But during Lent, we're all going to build a prayer, sort of like that build-a-bear thing you do with children these days. We'll work on our prayers each week of Lent, and we're going to encourage you in the midst of the darkness of February to find that quiet place. Hopefully, every day, alone, to just be. To clear your heads and your hearts, your minds, your souls, to allow the presence of God a space in your life, a space in your soul. I think I'm going to give meditation another shot, although I actually think I'm happier to just start and end my day with some quiet time with Mozart. Karl Barth, the famous theologian, by the way, began every day listening to Mozart, and he said when he got to heaven, he was the first person he wanted to meet way ahead of any famous church fathers. It was Mozart's birthday yesterday. I'm sure you all keep that on your calendar. Anyway, the point is we're all going to work during Lent on finding ways to be still and to simply be in God's presence. So because I know sometimes people only hear what they want to hear in sermons, let me make this very clear to you. Jesus did not go away to pray as a means of escaping the hard journey ahead of him. He sought time away in prayer in order to be equipped for the hard work. His brief period of contemplation, prayer, meditation, whatever you might call it, was followed immediately, there's Mark's favorite phrase, by more service, more doing, more tireless devotion. I am well aware that everyone wants a piece of your free time these days, but so does God. It's not me asking, it's not the nominating committee asking. We ask because we really do believe that through the work of this church, through our tireless devotion, the love of Jesus Christ will be shared, not only with people that wander through our doors, but with our community and with our world. We've had a pretty amazing year at St. John's, which you'll hear more about if you join us at our annual meeting on February 11th. We've looked after ourselves with a wonderful new piano, a beautiful paint job on the outside of the building. Thank you for choosing gray, by the way. We've survived mostly with good humor, a major hole in the wall, and you'd never know now that it had happened. And we've reached out not just to the community of Oakville, but all the way to Syria to share God's love and God's grace. So eat your spiritual Wheaties and get ready for the future. It's important we all take time out to recharge, but not to avoid the work that has to be done. It's so that we can re-engage it with courage, with strength, and with enthusiasm.